It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
The little village church was crowded. The congregation was waiting anxiously to hear the message that the speaker was to bring. It was no ordinary occasion, for a hometown boy was about to preach his first sermon. As the young preacher rose to speak, he gave evidence of doing some extensive homework for his sermon. The fact that he was a very educated person was one which he wished for the people to immediately recognize. For 3 weeks, the young man had worked on that sermon, making sure that it was a sermon of the highest intellectual stature. He was doing pretty good with his sermon, impressing the people with his brilliant mind, when he happened to use a very intellectual word to impress the people. One young lady sitting on the front row, evidently not able to comprehend some of the preaching from such an intelligent person, snickered when the young preacher used the word. In fact, she hid her face to keep from laughing out loud. It was a very disturbing experience for the young preacher. The snickering upset him so much that he forgot the rest of his sermon. Very badly embarrassed at the situation, the young man soon admitted to the congregation that he had forgotten the rest of his sermon. As he headed toward his seat, a thought ran through his mind. Well, you can't remember your sermon, but isn't there anything that Christ has done for you that you can tell them? Immediately, the young preacher turned and headed back to the pulpit. And so, for the second time that day, he proceeded to tell in a spirit of enthusiasm of what the carpenter of men had done for him. After the service was over, another young man came up to the preacher and said he wanted Christ to do the same thing for him that he'd done for the young preacher. And so the first of countless opportunities to spread the good news was open to the young preacher who had forgotten his sermon. You know, I think there's a lesson for us here. Our Creator doesn't need someone down here on earth to use their brilliant and intellectual minds to impress folks. What He wants and needs is someone with heart enough to simply tell what He's done for us. For the greatest preaching isn't to be done through the brain, as important as that is to every minister. The greatest preaching, with the most far-reaching effects, comes from the heart, from one who can say, "This I know God can do, for He has done it for me." You know, being a minister, I believe I need all the education and study I can get. And I've spent the greater part of my life pursuing it, and still do. But I found that what does the most good is not an intellectual sermon, but a simple sermon from the heart which folks know to be true. Perhaps the best thing that ever happened to E. Stanley Jones was that he forgot his first sermon and spoke from the heart. And maybe it will happen again to each of us.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.